comprehensive sequence and structure-based analyses of pathway enzymes, identification of novel acetate dehydrogenase and 6 pathogens. Abstract. We have analyzed enzymes of central metabolism from a large number of genomes, 55, in terms of sequence variability around the active site. We find that, for most of the enzymes, active site sequences are more highly conserved in comparison to the overall level of divergence for full-length sequences. However, for 3-TCA cycle enzymes, active site sequences are considerably more diverged than full-length ones. In particular, we were able to identify a novel acetate dehydrogenase in 6 pathogens that has very low sequence similarity around the active site. Detailed sequence structure analysis indicates that while the active site structure of acetate dehydrogenase is most likely similar between pathogens and non-pathogens, the unusual sequence divergence could result from an extra domain at the N-terminus. This domain has a leucine-rich motif similar one in Yersinia pestis cytotoxin, and therefore may confer additional pathogenic functions. Introduction. Pathway enzymes have been a topic of wide scientific interest in both the pre- and post-genomic eras. Studies have focused on several aspects of pathway analyses. In particular, in the post-genomic era, metabolic pathways have been studied using sequence information. Such genomic analyses of pathways have been performed in many ways, and various metabolic databases have been constructed. 1-6. In contrast to overall sequence conservation, sequence variability of an enzyme near the functional site may reflect a functional shift. This functional shift can occur in many ways, such as a change in the binding affinity of the substrate or intermediate. 7. Previous studies analyze protein families in terms of sequence structure relationships. 8. In the present paper, we have analyzed 18 enzymes of the central metabolic pathways, i.e. glycolysis, pentose phosphate pathway, and TCA cycle, in 55 organisms in terms of sequence variability around active sites. The goal of our study is to identify organisms with an unusual active site that may indicate modified metabolic characteristics for those organisms. We also attempted to characterize the novel proteins in terms of sequence motifs and model structure comparison. A ribosomal tree, shown in Figure 1a, lists all the organisms studied in the analyses, all of the three major kingdoms of life, i.e., archaea, eubacteria, and eukarya, are represented here. Method. Our study consists of two steps. Step I, identification of novel enzyme by active site comparison. The first step was the identification of all organisms for which the enzymes are modified. We begin by selecting one representative structure from the PDB for each of the 14 enzymes. 9. A list of the chosen PDB structures is shown in Table 144, enzymes that we discussed in this paper. The information regarding active site residues was obtained from the literature. Table 1 also shows the active site residues that were considered for the enzymes in our study. We define an active site environment as all the residues that fall within a radius of 10 A from the active site residues. An average of about 90 residues fall within this radius. We have used a multipurpose program MOLMEN to determine the residues in the active site sphere 10. Given a certain distance, the program can determine all residues that fall within that radius from the selected residue. Once we determine the residues in the active sphere in each representative structure, we map those residues onto the sequences from other organisms using multiple sequence alignment. Finally, we calculated the pairwise sequence similarity between all members of the enzyme for these active site residues. This part of our analysis is somewhat similar to three-dimensional cluster analyses used earlier to study a group of protein families. 11. The overall strategy of calculating active site similarity is illustrated in Figure 2. In addition to the active sites, we also computed pairwise full-length sequence similarity. The basis of our study is the general understanding that residues that form the active site environment are under selective pressure, since they are critical to the enzymatic function. Therefore, such residues are likely to be more conserved than the residues in the balance of the sequence. In order to identify sequences for which the active site is modified, we calculated a ratio of active site similarity to full-length similarity. Since the active site residues are more likely to be conserved than the residues in the remaining sequences, the ratio of the two quantities, R, is expected to be more than 1. However, if the residues in the active site sphere are modified, the pairwise active site similarity becomes lower than the pairwise full-length similarity, and R will be less than 1. We have computed all the ratios from the pairwise similarity values and plotted their distribution. When an organism's enzyme sequences are all extensively modified, the R values will tend to cluster at the point where R is less than 1, allowing for easy identification of those organisms. It should be P. Step I, characterization of novel enzyme, identification of new sequence motifs and structural comparison. Based on our initial analysis, we determine the enzymes and associated organisms for which we observed modified active sites. Step I, we tried to analyze these enzymes in terms of structure and sequence-based characterization. Results and discussion. Enzymes in the central metabolism vary greatly in average pairwise sequence identity. Some of the enzymes in the pathway are highly conserved with an average sequence identity 60%, and some are less conserved. This is shown in Figure 1b. For most of the central metabolic enzymes, we have found that the sequences around an active site are more conserved than the rest of the sequences. However, there are 3 TCA cycle enzymes and 1 glycolytic enzyme for which we found large sequence variation near the active site. These we discuss below. Isoketrotatehydrogenase. The most interesting result is observed for isoketrotatehydrogenase. Conclusion. In this paper, we have analyzed the sequence variation of enzymes around active sites in a large number of organisms. For most of the organisms, the results show that sequences are highly conserved around the active site. However, there are 3 enzymes in the TCA cycle for which we have observed that sequence is extremely divergent. Homology modeling showed that diverged sequences might have active site structure similar to the known structure. Most interestingly, 6 pathogenic organisms have unique isoacetate dehydrogenase that has sequence similarity to a cytotoxin in Yersinia pestis that is linked to bacterial pathogenicity.